tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's January 14th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The biggest story of the day comes, of course, from our editor-in-chief, Fred Lambert, who writes that Elon Musk misrepresents data that shows Tesla is still years away from unsupervised self-driving. Tesla has consistently refused to share any data regarding its self-driving progress. That is despite more recently starting to use, quote, miles between necessary disengagement, sometimes called miles between critical disengagement, as a metric to track progress and claiming X multiplicators in miles between critical disengagement in recent updates without any actual data to back it up. A recent example had Musk hyping Tesla's full self-driving software updates 12.4 and 12.5 by claiming they would be able to drive 5 to 10x more miles per intervention. Again, Tesla never released any data to back this up, but we have some crowdsourced data that pointed to FSD 12.5 achieving 183 miles between critical disengagement. Musk never specified the 5 to 10x improvement was compared to what version, but if we compared it against the last update, FSD 12.3, miles between critical disengagement went down from 228 miles. Now, Tesla has upgraded to FSD version 13. And Musk again claims that it will blow people's mind. The automaker claimed that V13 would bring 5 to 6x improved miles between necessary interventions compared to V12.5. That means that Tesla anticipated FSD version 13 to achieve between 915 and 1,098 miles between critical disengagement based on the crowdsourced data. Currently, after more than 8,000 miles of crowdsourced data, FSD version 13 is at 493 miles between critical disengagement. That's a 2.7x improvement, which is significant, but also significant miss compared to what Tesla predicted. Now, Elon and Tesla fans like to claim that this crowdsourced data is flawed and Tesla FSD is actually performing better. The data is indeed limited, but it's the best we have by far since Tesla refuses to share its own internal data. Fred has often fought against this accusation, both because it's undoubtedly the best data available and because Elon Musk himself referred to this specific crowdsourced data in the past. Now he's doing it again to claim the exponential improvement of FSD performance. But this characterization is grossly misleading. The data refers only to highway miles, and Tesla has been operating the same highway stack for years. The city driving software stack is different and based on end-to-end neural nets. The automaker keeps promising to update these, but rarely ever does, leading to the stagnation you see in the chart. Tesla worked on this update for years, but actually wasn't released in version 13. It came in version 12.5, and if we take all the V12 updates after this one, the average on-highway was already 393 miles. This is no indication of exponential improvement. It's merely Tesla finally releasing a long-overdue update to its highway software stack after working on the city software for the last 2 years. Ashok Illaswamy, the head of FSD at Tesla, has previously stated that for Tesla to enable unsupervised self-driving, Tesla needs to achieve the average in miles per critical intervention equivalent of human miles between collision, which stands at 670,000 miles, according to the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. Well, that's certainly something that I think Tesla investors and Tesla fans should pay attention to. But it's not the only Tesla news we have today. Tesla has confirmed that it's begun production of its new updated Model Y at Gigafactory Berlin. The vehicle is not yet available to order in Europe or North America, despite Tesla also producing the Model Y in Germany and the US. Now, Tesla has confirmed that it will start production of the new Model Y at Gigafactory Berlin. However, unlike in China, Tesla hasn't opened orders for the new Model Y yet and still sells the older version on its website. In Germany, Tesla currently sells the Model Y from €44,990 to €54,990, and the new version expected to be a little bit more at the beginning. Tesla sales in Germany were down 41% in 2024 compared to 2023 and down 10% in Europe. Now, that's a huge number, that 41%, but I want to specify again, that is an artificially low number compared to an artificially high number because the EV incentives in Germany were set to expire at the end of summer in 2023. That meant that a number of people accelerated their purchasing decision in order to take advantage of those rebates, which means that they were not in the market in 2024, having previously taken advantage of those discounts and incentives in 2023. So it's an artificially low 2024 number, an artificially high 2023 number, and we'll see a much more realistic, much more normal number, I think, in 2025. Now, that said, one company that wasn't really affected by similar metrics was Hyundai, and their IONIQ 5 is hitting sales record after sales record and the new EV export record with over 68,000 shipped in 2024. With 68,227 exported, the Hyundai IONIQ 5 was the company's third top-selling electrified vehicle outside of its home market, following the Tucson Hybrid and Kona Hybrid. Kia also set an export record with over 69,500 NIO hybrids and almost 42,500 EV6s sold overseas. With 707,000 EVs and hybrids exported in 2024, Hyundai and Kia's eco-friendly exports from Korea have surged nearly 160% since 2020. Since then, their share of exports has almost doubled from 17% to 32%. The US, Canada, and Mexico accounted for over 55% of Hyundai's total exports. Now, obviously, Hyundai having great sales, Tesla having less than stellar sales, but still pretty good, and every other company seemingly having record EV sales, that seems to go against the narrative that we see on a lot of social media campaigns, and certainly in a lot of the emails we get from the right-wing crazies, that EV sales are actually down. That's not the case. But as we've said before, math is hard, percentages are confusing, and hey, especially if you're a product of American public schools. But that doesn't mean that those are the only factors involved. And one company is actually campaigning against that kind of real fact-based information. Toyota, the largest auto industry funder of climate deniers in the U.S., that's according to a report released today by Public Citizen. Toyota has repeatedly ranked as one of the strongest funders of pro-pollution, anti-EV, and climate-denying propaganda in the world. And a new study out today reveals its growing interest in seeding anti-science attitudes in the U.S. Congress through political donations to climate-denying candidates. Public Citizen reported, quote, "Driving denial, how Toyota's unholy alliance with climate deniers threatens climate progress, analyzes political donations from U.S. auto industry PACs over the last three election cycles, and shows that not only is Toyota the largest funder of climate denial, but that Toyota's funding of climate denial is increasing while others are dialing it back." And yes, the report only covers company-linked automaker PACs, specifically Toyota, Ford, and GM, and donations to congressional candidates. Tesla CEO did set up his own PAC, but that is not a Tesla PAC, and I think that that is a critical difference, and this might blow people's minds, but Tesla is not, in fact, Elon Musk. Public Citizen analyzed public records of political donations and past statements by U.S. Congress members, expanding its definition of climate denier from previous reports, this time including members who, quote, "used other rhetorical tactics like climate doomism, saying there's nothing that can be done, portraying climate activism as alarmist, and those who downplayed the need to act to address climate change." In this chart, you can see how Toyota's spending has gone from 2020 to 2024. They're now spending more than twice what they were spending in 2020, and significantly more than other automakers out there. It found 169 candidates, all Republican, who had worked to deny scientific truths about climate change over the course of the last three election cycles. Out of those 169 candidates, Toyota donated some amount of money to 143 of them, totaling more than $800,000. Now, as you know, we like to end these conversations talking about climate, talking about sustainability, talking about the grid. Clean tech investments will top fossil fuel investments for the first time ever in 2025. That's according to a new S&P Global Commodity Insights report. Clean tech investments are expected to hit $670 billion in 2025, with solar leading the charge. Solar PV systems alone will account for half of those investments and two-thirds of all new installed capacity. But while this milestone signals a huge shift in the energy landscape, the report warns it's still not enough to meet climate goals. Edward Sala de Verunda, head of research, energy transition, sustainability, and services at S&P Global Commodity Insights, writes, "The new year 2025 is not only bringing to the clean energy sector significant transformations that are reshaping energy production and consumption, but promises to be pivotal for the clean energy sector with significant advancements in corporate clean energy procurement and the integrity of AI and energy management." That's all we've got for today, January 14th. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss what we've got for you tomorrow.